Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Hold on, you can break your dick masturbating?
Yeah.
How? And be specific.
Trevor Walls, Brea, California, OC, Brea, California, May 12th through May 13th, four shows, Friday, Saturday. Pull up trevorwallscomedy.com. More tour dates coming soon. Michael Blaustein.
This weekend I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia, April 14th to the 15th. I think two of those shows are already sold out, so you only have two more to go. So go get tickets before you can. May 5th to the 6th, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa. May 19th to the 20th, I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska. June 2nd to the 3rd, I'll be in Toledo, Ohio. June 23rd to the 24th, I'll be in San Francisco. July 6th to the 9th, I'll be in Washington, D.C. And a massive announcement, some you know, some you don't. I'm going to do freaking Wilbur Theater, October 21st in Boston. About 70% of the room's already sold out, so go get tickets before you can. This is the biggest theater I've ever done. Please go get tickets. Please. Guys, theblaucomedy.com, blaucomedy.com. On to the episode.
How are we here in technology where my voice mailbox gets full, but I can get sucked off by ChatGPT of Mark Zuckerberg singing in French?
Does Mark Zuckerberg, has he ever had sex?
Boy, does he.
No.
He got that Zuck and that suck.
Does he? Oh, I think he could suck his own dick.
If anybody could, I believe so.
I think he practices.
Who removed their own ribs?
Marilyn Manson, apparently, allegedly.
God.
Yeah.
He should have done a collab with McDonald's. The McRib is back.
Or not.
God,
back.
I'm trying to suck myself.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, everybody's tried. How old do you think you were when you
I've actually never tried. I've actually never tried. Maybe
I could. Tried to put a foot in your mouth, though, your own, right?
No.
You've never tried to suck
yourself
off?
I've never sucked my own foot.
Really? You've never been like trying your shoes and been like, what if?
No, because my feet, they're like, feet.
No, not your feet, but like, you've never been like down here, like tying a Skechers and been like, oh, oddly close to your penis.
Oh, to my penis.
You've never tried to suck your own dick? Not like fucking lubed up and like dim the lights and put on some Marvin Gaye.
Now I feel like you have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, Trevor, haven't you done the thing where, you lay down on your back completely naked
this
on your floor
good.
And you lift your legs up above you
here
and
we
you
go.
Try to Wait. Just get into like a reverse somersault and you just like
reverse
what
somersault.
In the Russian gymnasts are you talking about?
Yeah, what
it's
are you doing, the YMCA? What's happening?
Not on camera.
No, it's
like,
not hard to show just, this. I'm hard while you're showing me this.
You kind of, you use your momentum and you try to like push yourself towards
so
your
you've
pelvis.
Definitely done this.
I mean, I wasn't successful. I tried.
Yeah, everyone's like, you kind of get, I mean, let's all do it. It's a group fucking.
Yeah, we understand.
Inhale, exhale. Inhale.
Yeah.
Exhale. Oh,
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Really?
It's like.
Well, that's.
It's like this.
Well, you're trying to bring your
you're trying
dick
to get
to
your
head.
Ass eaten. Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to bring our head to our dick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bars.
Oh. Wow. Different. That's different. Yeah. I've never tried. You would think that I like tried and probably did yoga to accomplish that, but I've never tried.
You can't. The body did on purpose.
I had a bunk bed until I was 16. So I
love this
all
already.
All right. We'll stop that
right
there.
Already. Bunk bed until you're 16. Who was up top?
No one.
What the fuck? Why would there be no one?
Take the roof off and make it a bed.
Yeah, or sleep on the top bunk, make the bottom part like a little jerk off den.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's what I would
do. The Jack Shack.
I would put my feet on the top of the bunk bed. I would lay on the bottom.
What the fuck? Why?
And so it was support, so I could get
support?
My head.
Oh, did you suck your own dick?
Yeah. Oh, I got close.
Whoa!
You said yeah for a second.
Yeah, you said yeah.
What happened? Like, the room was dark, and you got a little glimpse of your thumb. And you're like, well, fuck.
Did you?
Little tongue. No, just
you licked it.
I could get like the whole. With my tongue. But
really?
That's
actually impressive. Are you how you've never
in a bunk
said,
bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would put my
you
feet
put your
up.
Feet up there. So you're pretty flexible, huh?
So nobody
yeah,
was
I
on
was.
The bunk bed? Why did you have a bunk bed?
Because my brother moved to a different room.
Yeah, you're trying to suck yourself off. Dick. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Hey, Mom, can I get a new room? Jack's over there sucking himself off.
I mean, they literally named you Jack. They knew. As soon as you came into your mom's vagina, they're like, all right, this guy's going to jack. Jack.
That's hilarious.
That's fucking
oh, no,
crazy.
Brother. What are you doing down there? Your Nintendo DS is not plugged in. What's happening? Huh?
I mean, dude, I would... So you did or did not?
No, I couldn't suck it.
How big is
that? I could lick it.
Motherfucking Tootsie Pop Owl over here is sucking himself off.
Yeah, I could lizard my dick. Could you lizard your dick until you came?
We had to be erect for this. Were you soft up?
No, it's literally like a poke it. I could poke it.
Oh, there's no way I get even fucking close. Do you think you have a big hog or do you think you're flexible or a combination of both?
That is true. The big hog weighs in on this.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, there's no way. I'm
yeah, but sometimes it's like they just, you know, where you lean over wouldn't even, you'd have to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it that much.
What a faulty design. If the universe made
no,
us
it's
be
not
a sucker
faulty, it's a
dick,
good design. Because if we could, we would just all roly-poly each other and just never talk to another human being again.
I would never
roly-poly's definitely be top.
100%.
Imagine you're hiding in the dark and you're just staring at your own dick. Oh, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now?
Would you come in your mouth? Long pause. I would ejaculate.
No.
I would fucking fire hose
no.
in my
I would
own
open
throat.
Up like a Pokeball and I'd just...
No.
I would let the world, they'd be like, what are you doing in there, Trev? What are you doing in there? Open up.
Oh, dude. So Pokeballs just,
like,
is
you know
that
when, you know in Halo when they have that gun that builds up? Uh-huh. I would release nut like that after.
So you would just go like this and it would just go everywhere?
Probably.
Would you come in your own mouth, Gabe?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. What would you, Jack? Fuck?
I don't think so.
I don't have a good enough diet to do that. I know what I eat. Wouldn't taste good.
Right. Nah, I would swallow. Dude, the cleanup is so easy. Oh, stiff socks.
Too
fuck
weird.
You. Right down my goddamn gullet.
What's the bird that has that fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Was that a pelican?
I think it might be.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, imagine if they called you Pelican Head back in the day. Like, imagine you suck so much dick, your gullet was just gushered out.
Hold on. They have that thing so they can fish, right?
They hold fish. Meal prep. That's the original meal prep.
Does it swim around?
God damn. You could chug a monster out
Holy
of that bitch.
Holy shit.
I mean, dude.
What is that? What is that?
It's
a sleeping bag on his throat.
That's crazy, but that's the carry fish. It's so funny how animals have
carry
like,
fish.
So funny how animals have like one thing. Like that is for a dad.
Yeah.
Like they just come with that. What the fuck?
How do we go from apes to this? Does anyone know? Motherfuckers out here saying we ate mushrooms. And our brain grew twice as big or whatever the heck, and now we're this.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that theory, yeah.
It's mushrooms? Called the stoned ape theory. Mm-hmm.
This is a stupid NFT project. I don't give a fuck.
It's not, dude. That's what
Bored
happened.
Apes, what?
That's what happened. Fucking
what happened?
Bonobos ate goddamn,
magic
what are they
mushrooms.
Called? Magic mushrooms. Yeah. And then, by the way, guys, can we do mushrooms on the show? I'm like,
sure.
I need a different experience. I'm lonely. I have no direction. I don't know what's happening. I need to do something different. Dude, I literally got back from the road on, what is today, Tuesday? I got back from the road on Monday. I'm sorry, Sunday late. And I was like, you know what, dude? On Monday, I'm going to have a fucking me day. I haven't had a me day in forever.
Of course.
Oh, dude, I woke up kind of early. I took Gigi on like a 6-mile hike. Came, so much sun, got a goddamn... Oh, by the way, I ordered Outback at like 9:30 p.m.
In Los Angeles? In Los Angeles.
On Sunday.
Where there is so much food. Where is an Outback Steakhouse?
I don't even know.
You had to go from Van Nuys to get that?
Here's the thing. It took a while for them. It was in like Burbank or something. I don't know. But
why the fuck? What did you get?
Here's the funny thing is on Sunday when I got back, I'm like, I'm gonna have a nice meal, man. You deserve it. You have five
Dude,
fucking
what
shows.
Would you, oh my God. So, you would have the easiest death row meal ever. Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I would have steak. I would have IHOP steak tips and eggs and a short stack of pancakes.
And that's why you'd
Extra
be in an electrical
butter.
Chair, because that's your last meal. You belong here.
Anyways, but...
Outback Steakhouse.
Right. So, but I ordered Outback Steakhouse, but I was like, I had the same thought. I was like, come on, Michael. Don't be cheap, dude. This is like your celebratory meal. Your home.
That's your
celebratory
meal.
I know. But I'm like, dude, you're home. It's okay, man. Your shows are good. Let's have a celebratory meal. So I'm like, I'll get a steak.
You're telling me you sold out 5 shows in Buffalo and you came home and your celebratory meal was Outback Steakhouse? Get a better vision board. What the fuck are you? Dude, you're in literally like the hub of great food.
I know.
Walk down the street.
I know.
Get a fucking Boa Steakhouse to top you off.
Well, that's interesting that you say that. Because in my head, I'm like, bro, you know, after fucking five shows and travel, I'm done. I don't want to leave my house. I finally got home. I'm like, I'm not fucking driving anywhere. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to DoorDash some food. I know it's not the best idea to DoorDash steak, but I'm like, it's whatever. I want a steak, right?
It's hilarious.
So I looked it out back and I look at the prices and I'm like, all right, a little steep, but you know, that it's fine, right? I swear to God. But here's the thing.
Dude,
I
know how much money you make. This is hilarious.
I know. But here's the thing though. I actually thought of all of you guys. I'm like, I can't do Outback.
It's a funnier story to get Outback than to have like a good steak.
Well, here's the thing though. I go, all of that's in my brain, right? I go, but Michael, come on, man, celebratory meal. And let's look at the next thing, which is Boa Steakhouse. For those of you who don't know, it's a pretty expensive steak. It's a pretty nice steak.
It's influencer heaven, yeah.
Yeah. So I look at Boa and I go, yeah, come on, man. You deserve Boa. Five shows sold out. Let's do it. So I look at Boa prices and I go, nah.
Bro,
there's no fucking, maybe if I was there, but I'm not DoorDashing steak for that expense. It was crazy.
I totally get it. It's just funny to hear Outback was how you celebrate.
I know.
You know?
It also looks like on my Google, it looks like you probably got Outback from that Outback in Northridge. So I don't imagine that.
Oh, it was. I'm going to be honest. Can I tell you a secret?
That shit entered the car medium rare and that bitch showed up well done.
Let me tell you something. It came and all of it was cold.
Yeah.
You know what I did with my fucking ribeye steak? I put it in the microwave.
No.
God, that's hilarious.
20 seconds. And I didn't do your dumbass ad 30. I hit 20 seconds start like an adult. And I ate a fucking steak with ketchup. But here's the thing. I got a side of shrimp. And the shrimp were so cold. It was literally, like, I could put it in my lemonade and make it colder. Like, it was bad. It was bad. And then I looked at the bread. And I was like, yeah, Rogan wouldn't eat the bread. So I didn't eat the bread. And I had a Caesar salad. That was really good because it was freezing.
Yeah.
but yeah.
It's just so funny to reward. I mean, here's the thing. I agree because like I'm a guy that like if I look at all of Postmates and all the different shit, I see Jersey Mike's on there. I'm like, come here, number 13. You're getting piped down.
Yeah.
I got an extra layer of meat for that Italian sub. It's my cock.
Okay.
So I hear you. It's all faithful. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Because if you paid more for like a nice steak and you Postmate it shows up and it's fine, you're like, oh man, all the money wasted.
Yeah.
Outback, you know what you're getting. That and neglect. So you're getting a steak and just, so walk me through. You get the steak, you order it.
And I'm excited. It comes. It's cold. I put it in the microwave for 20 seconds. It's not bad. It tasted good. It tasted like it's been in plastic for 25 minutes while the guy's driving it to me. By the way, he didn't hand it to me. I was like, yeah, it's for me, man. He goes, what's your name? Holds the bag close to his thing. I go, Michael. He goes, 1 second. Takes out his phone, looks, hands to me. Hey, man, this is not fucking nuclear codes. Give me my goddamn fucking steak.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Outback Steakhouse. A lot of felons order it.
100%.
So he's making sure that you're not like IRS. He wasn't even checking the Postmates app. He was checking like Megan's Law to be like, is this guy normal or not?
Goddamn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
God damn. So I eat it. It's fine. I walked.
You didn't get a Bloomin' Onion.
I know. I was just going to say that I didn't get it. Do you know how bad a Bloomin' Onion would have been? 30 minutes after it's out of the air fryer.
Oh, dude, it would have been good. It like Chucky's hair. Like it would have looked 100%. Like shit.
Did Chucky have a girlfriend?
Chucky?
Yeah. Maybe that's what he was doing. He's trying to walk around just getting vagina. He just never found it. He started killing people.
I think Chucky's like a child, right?
Oh. Yeah, but he has a wife. There's a whole like
Chucky?
Wife.
Yeah. Chucky's got a wife? Is she bad?
Bride of Chucky. It was a whole movie.
There we go.
Bride of Chucky.
How are you going to marry someone?
Well, honestly, this looks like something Michael would date.
100%. This
looks like something Michael would meet at a flea market on Melrose and be like, dude, I fell in love.
I'm being honest. That first one in the wedding dress, she's bad. That one?
That's a fucking child.
No, it's not.
Oh, she got a tattoo of Chucky?
Good for her. Bro. What a freaking whore. I love it. Good for her. Look at her. You don't think she could have piped down a fucking Bloomin' Onion through her asshole? Look at her.
Wow.
Yeah.
She can
suck her own dick.
That's disturbing.
That is?
Yeah.
Really?
The eyelashes are so thin.
Yeah, but that's the new thing. They're going from bushy to thin.
No, I think bushy's in.
No, bushy's out.
No. A lot of girls will spike their eyelashes up.
I hate it. What is this, Jonathan Taylor Thomas in a 90s haircut?
Well, no, it's like spiked up. I think it looks...
Sir.
I would prefer that over the bleached eyebrows. You ever seen the bleached eyebrows?
Well, the bleached eyebrows, you're an alien.
You have bleached hair.
I do, but my eyebrows aren't.
Should have done it.
Should have not done it. Mm. Anyway, so my Monday, so I wake up and I go, Michael, you're not doing, on purpose, I didn't put any veils anywhere. I'm not doing Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. No shows. Fucking taking off. But God, I'm going to blow my brains out. Too much comedy. Don't want to do it. So I go, okay, Monday, you're having a day, okay?
Which was yesterday.
This was, yeah, correct. No editing. Well, since I did editing, but I was like, I have a day.
Isn't that funny? You're like, I'm going to have a day. Oh, it's 4 p.m. Oh, fuck. Now it's sick. All right.
I know. So I go on the hike.
Where'd you hike? Good hike?
Runyon, but I did the, do you know the second entrance of Runyon?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So there's like a main one, but a second one. The second one's like
harder.
The main
one's hilarious. It's like four steps and then just like somebody with a ring light and their dog, and the dog's like, walk me. And they're like, shut up. I need this boomerang.
Yeah. Shut up. I need to get 12 views.
Yeah. Fit tummy tea. Where did they go? Did they just bag out and run to the Cayman Islands?
100%. All of it's fake.
That stuff made you shit.
Did it? Oh yeah. I think that was the whole premise.
Yeah.
Like, you want to lose weight? Cool, shit. Anyway, so I did the Runyon. So I did Runyon, came back, felt great. And then I was like, you know what's next, dude? I'm going to get a fucking massage.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
Oh! So I got a massage. I set it for 8 p.m. Okay? What? Yeah.
Where?
Well, because I wanted
to
work.
Are you getting a massage at 8 p.m.?
Well, that's where my story's going. So I wanted to work out, you know what I mean? And then go to the massage.
Yeah.
So all right, cool. So I set it for 8 p.m. And I've been to this place before. Gentleman's name's Moon.
Gentleman?
Yeah. Oh, I do dudes.
All right.
Listen, I like women, but sometimes
y'all got... Somebody who doesn't like women.
No.
Listen, I like women.
I like women. Masseuse, they're great.
Outback Steakhouse getting fucking topped off by Moon. What's going on with you, man?
So, but my thing is, I've gotten like four massages in my life, two women, two men, and both women, they had like, you know, little feeble hands, if I will say so myself.
Really? They be fucking me up.
Well, because you're a bitch.
Hold up, I'm hard.
That's not the one I wanted.
It didn't. There it is.
I wanted, that's what I wanted. No, but I hear you, because where I'm going is, so I went in there and all of a sudden they pushed my shit back 30 minutes. And then I'm like walking in there at 8:30.
That's a time where the sun is down and your pants are also down.
Doubt, I know. I walk in there and it has a different feel from the last, because I went there before the pandemic. Now this is post-pandemic massage parlor. I don't know what's happening. No one's there. Zero people.
Yeah.
There's like four people work there. I walk in and I'm going to be honest. I don't want to get jerked off. I just don't want that experience. So I walk in with Moon and he's a picture, a gentleman named Moon that works in a massage parlor. Exactly.
Yep.
That's exactly who he is. Super nice. And he proceeds to oil me down and give me one of the best massages of my life. Here's the thing. That was the back one. Then he flipped.
He was that. You want the full moon? Ain't no half moon tonight.
So he goes.
Oh, I'm familiar with the massage works. He flips you on
so
over.
He flips
griddle,
me over.
Griddle, griddle,
griddle. Cat in the fiddle. So he flips me over. And my first thought is, don't don't. I just want to.
Dude,
just,
he's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
I know.
But
I
he
know.
Also saw the blonde hair.
Like, I know. He's like, maybe I can get an extra $20. So this story is very anticlimactic, but he was doing, dude, he interlocked my hands. You ever have a moment with a masseuse? Like I was him and he was me. It was this, like this moment we had. And he was, do they crack your knuckles? You got a massage where they crack your knuckles?
Anybody? Bro, they're just doing shit to kill time at that point. You mean this?
Oh,
I can do that for. I was impressed that I just
that
did
was
that.
Really impressive.
But I just lay there. I'm just like, I am your bop it. Fuck me up. Twist me, pull me, suck me. Do whatever you need to do to me. Like, I just lay there just fucking knocked out, you know? And I just go with it. But yeah, when they're, I trust whatever. You're rubbing on my earlobe. Yeah, and I was like, I have been tense up there.
He did. He rubbed on my earlobe.
Yeah.
He gave me a head massage. Dude, he was.
What?
Head. He gave me head.
Head massage is just a blowjob.
Was it?
A head massage is just a blowjob. You're getting, I will say when they like start doing stuff to the scalp, I love the face stuff.
Oh, me too.
The best.
The face stuff.
So, you go ahead.
Have you ever had one of those, the metal things that go in your
head? Oh, yeah. What's bullshit? You can't do it to yourself. Somebody has to do it. Like, it still feels good, but it's better when somebody else does it to you. Like, you can't just be in the 405 traffic doing this to you. But if somebody else does it to you, it's like disconnected. It's like getting jerked off.
So, that's very true.
Yep.
Would you rather someone jerk you off or you jerk yourself off?
Me.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. This is my car. I know how to drive it.
I'm so good.
I know what gear I perform best in.
I know.
Third.
I know exactly what octane
I know
of
how
gas
I want
to
my
in.
AC on, where the mirrors are. Because that's what I get to myself. But I can't top myself off. He can. So if somebody, so if Shoddy can do it, by all means, I can't do it. You can do it better than I can. That I know of.
Yeah. I will say though, you run into an old harlot of a woman that knows how to give you the old J-O,
yeah.
I'll marry you. I'm telling you, I've said this 100 times on the podcast. It's very underrated. I'd rather get a good hand job than head. Oh no, did Michael say something that everyone hates? I don't give a shit. I'd rather get a good jerk off than head any day of the week. Fight me? Anyone?
Wrong.
Fight me? Gabe?
Wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's two different things. I don't like, do you go straight from handy to fucking? Like that feels
sometimes.
Weird. That feels like you're just skipping second base. Sometimes. Like you're just stealing first to third. You're running past the pitcher.
You ever just put it in?
Well, I mean, if you're like in a rush.
My Outback Steakhouse is almost here.
Yeah, well, literally, yeah.
Yeah, that's always I guess it's not weird, but it's like, I think it's kind of hot when it's like, there's no time for foreplay.
Yeah,
ah.
Right.
Oh, God damn it. Sex is so good. It's so good. Why did everyone make it like that? Why did they make it like
I feel like you're
like
overcompensating
that?
For your sensual massage with Moon.
No.
Yeah, dude, fucking is so tight.
Dude, listen.
Have you ever seen a titty before?
I wish Moon would have topped me off so I had a better story.
Yeah, no.
But what, I mean, dude, but I guess what I'm going to.
So wait,
is
finish off your day. How?
So there was a part in the massage where when I was on my back.
Yep.
And he took the covers and he tucked them into my underoos. Okay.
Yep.
And when he did that, you know, he's about 3 inches away from the old COCK. And I had that moment where I go, oh, now I understand how this happens. Because I've never been jerked off in a massage parlor. But I go, oh, now I see. Because at that moment, when you're that relaxed, you got essential oils going, you got fucking flute music, you got a goddamn waterfall happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get jerked off by a fucking Rottweiler. Who gives a shit at that moment? I am loose.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Something about the ambiance, you know?
It's so
something
nice.
About running water where you're like, anybody can touch me.
Dude, what is it? Do you like, I was going to order a running water thing. What are they called? Fountains? One of those.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I had one in my Santa Monica apartment like 5 years ago because I thought it'd be zen. You forget to refill it every day. And then like
why
the water.
Why do you have to refill it?
Because the water evaporates.
Fucking water cycle.
Dumb. But I will say, falling asleep to it, you're like, I'm God. But also, you know, you can just go on YouTube and type in like literally anything and be like, a running water sound. And it's just a man peeing for 10 hours.
God.
There's so many of those. Dude, I have a TV screen above my laptop where I edit. And I'll go on YouTube and I'll type in white screen. And it's like 10 hours of a white screen, and that is like a natural night light.
Yeah.
For editing.
Sometimes,
yeah. It's
like, really?
But the thing is, it has, they have an ad up front, and then they probably put one in at some point, another one, but it has like 2.7 million views. I'm like, motherfuckers are clocking out with racks for putting up white. Put it on YouTube. There's every color. There's gray. There's like a fake ring light on YouTube. It's just
so
like
what
anything.
Is it, but what is it for?
I guess that. Light? Adding ambiance to a room.
Yeah, like or it's like if you need like where my desk is positioned, I'm not by a window. So like if I'm like a Zoom call or something, it's just like a big softbox.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like a softbox.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It is nice. That. Or you can do like, there's like kind of just like light colors, like maybe like pinks or something like mood tones, and kind of just like if you're editing, it's late at night, it's like you want like some light, yeah, but not all the lights on.
Oh, it's kind of interesting. I didn't even think about
this one's 10 hours worth 30 million views, and it's monetized.
It's and they have so many of them.
Yeah.
I want to do one of those, but halfway through, just start swinging my dick around like a lasso for about 4 seconds and then go right back to it.
Is that illegal? Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Depends on what state you are. Isn't that funny that one state legal. And you cross the border, they go illegal. That's crazy. And then you go the federal law, and everything's then.
But why
it's
is nothing in the ocean? There's like no rules, right?
Yeah, that's hilarious. 4 miles out, you can fuck a go-gurt. It doesn't even matter. Is that illegal? What can you not find? Like a pumpkin? Fine, right?
Is it?
Well, I mean, I guess you like. I don't know.
It depends on whose pumpkin it is.
They're honestly kind of heavy.
Right. If it's your neighbor's pumpkin,
yeah.
Can you not? Pumpkin smashing is bullshit. You spent fucking 6 hours.
I think you do the day after Halloween. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but you don't know. What if you want to go take it to a museum?
I've never done it, but I feel like that's like the same feeling our parents used to get when they tip a cow over. No rhyme or reason. You're just like, I'm a human. Dude, my dad used to, did I tell you this? They used to catch fish, put M80s in their mouth,
yes.
And blow them up.
Wild. Wild.
Ohio shit, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Toledo, Ohio. Blow a fish up. Trout, good night.
Goddamn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Goddamn. Dude, I was driving to a show on Saturday, Cal State San Marcos. Honestly, a great time. And we're driving there. All of a sudden, the freeway stops.
Uh-oh.
Right? Cops do a little, right? Stops. And they stop on the other side. And I go, okay, there's something going on both sides. We're sitting there. Freeway's backed up. And I look on a bridge and I go, oh shit, there's a man on the bridge. A man is about to jump and cops are there. And I don't know what it is about when freeways stop, everybody gets out of their car. Everybody's on like Facebook Live and Instagram. People in the far, we were one car behind the first car that stopped. So we're like, we can see what's going on. This man did not jump. I will say this, they got him down safely. But there's something.
Nah, that's bullshit. If you're gonna fucking back up traffic, jump.
Honestly,
don't fuck,
honestly,
real talk. Don't be like, ooh, psych.
Honestly,
you made me wait for 2 hours so you can fake jump.
But hear me
out.
Hear me out. First of all, the bridge wasn't big enough. You literally would have been like, my ACL. Like, he would have been chilling.
Can you imagine?
But the man lived, and I'm not, and I'm glad of that. But
oh, yeah, of course.
But we're in the front row. We see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like miles behind us that don't know. I look behind me, maybe like 10 rows, and there's kids just filming TikToks. Could you imagine being on a bridge, the lowest moment of your life, and you pick your head up and you see somebody 30 cars down just doing...
Dude.
Like,
dude.
If the last thing you see before you jump is the Renegade...
But how did you not jump?
I mean, dude, they like...
I ain't never seen two pretty best friends!
Because I ain't never been with... Yeah, dude, it just like... Everybody had their phones out and they're like filming stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I look back and there's people literally just doing like dances together. Oh my God. I was like, please, can somebody just like send out a message to everybody? Like, hey, this is serious.
Yeah.
Do not start bringing out the ring lights. It's just like seeing that made me realize that like nothing in this life is serious.
Nothing matters.
A man was at the lowest point of his life and people are like, content? I've always wanted to make a TikTok on the 405.
What if he was making a TikTok? What if he was doing a YouTube prank? By the way, these YouTube pranks are going out of fucking control.
Haven't like two YouTubers been shot recently? Yeah. Can we see what that was about? Dude, people are on edge. Like those, I think, well, here's where I think people fuck up. A majority of them, kind of like the Vitaly and like Fousey's two back in the day, I believe, don't quote me, I believe were scripted and they had actors. I think where people are fucking up is they're trying to do it real. They're trying to fuck with somebody. And if you're coming out of a pandemic, everybody's on edge.
Dude, also like there's like lines. I think they think that if there's a camera involved, they go, oh, no, I'm just filming.
Yeah,
like,
well, they think
that's going to be the buffer where I don't beat your ass.
That feels like the, all right, cameras are up. There it is. Like, because on Punk'd back in the day, you were on an episode. On Punk'd back in the day, they'd be like, all right, bring out Ashton Kutcher. And the second they saw Ashton and the cameras, they'd be like, oh, that's what I think these YouTubers think it is.
Right, but it's like just because you have a camera, you still slap my girlfriend's ass.
Right, but also
I'll kill you.
Right, but back then there was one place for pranks, and it was MTV, and it was Ashton Kutcher. But now it's like everybody's making pranks. So if some kid has 10,000 followers on YouTube and he goes, it's a prank, it's like I don't know you. You'd have to be like recognizable by the person to be like, oh, dude, it's that guy from that channel. Pranks are us, whatever the fuck. I don't know, dude. Prank channels, I mean, it's just like, there's no sustainability.
There's no sustainability. I think there's also no creativity. And I think like-
Well, you're relying on somebody else's reaction for the content. Right.
But it's like, you wonder why you get punched in the face. It's like, you hit me in the ear with a 2x4 in Home Depot and you're like, oh, we're just joking.
Those always
you
really
You still
annoying,
hit me in the head.
Well, it's like, you're agitating somebody and you don't know what's going on in their life, and then they break, and then that's like what you want. It's like, imagine just, I don't know. Those videos, like where somebody will throw like a bucket of rice in a Home Depot and it lands on a guy. If a dude is at Home Depot, he's already not doing well with his family.
He's trying to get away from his family.
Right.
It's
his only place.
Yeah, it's like church for him.
Dude, there's like three places that prank YouTubers like love to go. It's Home Depot. It's the Grants. It's the park in the fucking, what is the one in New York? There's like a fountain in the center.
Central Park?
No. I don't know. It's by NYU. But.
And then like Washington Square Park.
Yes. And then like in a mall. It's like.
And Walmart too.
Dude. That's why like it's like people just don't go shopping anymore. Cause you're just trying to buy Top Gun 2 so your wife doesn't leave the family. And then some guy walks up to you and he's like, would you rather suck my cock or go to Quiznos for 90 days straight?
Dude.
And you're like, what?
This kiss or slap shit always slap. Always slap. Kiss or slap. I wish it was punch or slap.
But there's some that like they're just getting so specific that I wonder what are the man on the street questions going to be in like 5 years? They're running out of questions. Excuse me, what is your blood type? B positive.
I think they're going to get like introspective.
Like what?
Like when you die, what would your obituary be?
I guess.
I don't know.
But like people want quick answers. That's why I like the blank or blank hits because it's instant. Get sucked off by a lizard or fuck a Dodger dog.
Dodge truck.
Yeah, but that's it's quick. It's a quick answer.
Dude, there was this one. I don't know if you've seen this girl. She keeps popping up my freaking feed. She's very attractive, but her voice is heinous, and she acts like an anime character. And so she'll walk.
But is the voice on purpose? Because the anime character's kind of.
I don't. I maybe she's putting it all a bit, but I don't think so. But there's this one where she walks up to this dude. She goes, "Do you think I'm attractive?" And he goes, "Nope." And then
I think I know what you're talking about.
And then it's so funny. And then he goes, no, there's a lot of other people around here that are more attractive than you. She goes, "What's wrong?" He goes, "Oh, maybe your voice."
He just said that?
Dog, he just went at her and she posted it. It was so funny.
I think they're all in on the joke.
There was one that I saw recently, a YouTube prank, where a dude left like a baby carrier on top of his car. Did you see y'all see
this? Yeah, I saw that.
And then drove away and everyone was losing their fucking minds.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that kid does a bunch of shit like that.
Funny, creative, funny. But like also, I don't know, man. I just like, if I'm gonna step out of my day to like quote unquote help somebody,
right,
and then
I feel like an idiot.
And
if I ran, I was like, yo, man.
Yeah. And you think you're helping and you lift it up and it's just a bunch of like Fanta cans in there. You're like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Also, it's like a boy cried wolf.
Correct.
Next time you see that, you're like, where's the cameras?
Yeah, that's not a baby. That's a guy. This just ain't nothing but a fucking Milky Way Midnight's in there.
So good.
Definitely a baby.
God damn.
Gosh darn it. I sure would love more stiff socks per week. One's not enough. Well, hello, what's up? We have a freaking Patreon, okay? We get 4 extra episodes, drops every Friday.
But I don't think people understand. It's literally an hour of what we do, no ads, every Friday. It's and there's video and audio. Dude, I listen to it every because I fly a lot on Fridays.
Yes,
I listen to that bitch. And that shit funny, because we talk about the stuff we can't talk about on the regular feed.
But
listen, I wouldn't. Who the fuck is calling me? San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, do it.
Hello?
Speakerphone.
The Administration of Energy. Suck my cock. It's Patreon, baby. Where can they find it?
You can go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And if you don't want to freak with the god darn Patreon people, you can go to Stiff Socks Plus on Apple. Stiff Socks Plus on Apple.
Apple Podcast. You already have it. Dude, you got an iPhone? It's already on there. Just go to podcast and go to where you listen to us already on there.
Yep.
Up top, it'll say Stiff Socks Plus. SS plus sign.
Boom. Press it. Scan your face. You get cancer. But you also get an extra freaking episode every Friday ad-free. So go jump on that. It really helps us out. Support the podcast. Support your boys. We love you. On to the episode.
Goddamn. Do you know that Instagram does fake check marks now? Verified?
No.
You can buy them? You don't know this?
Oh, you can buy them. Yeah,
you can buy them. $14.99 a month. Apparently on the first day, they sold 44 million. Wait. This says Instagram sold 44 million blue check marks in one day, $15 a check. So that's, you know, I don't know if you want to do math,
please,
but 44 million times 15 is like 660 million, I believe.
A month, dog.
That's a month.
A month.
But what's so funny, we shot a sketch of this in New York, putting it out tonight, but it's so, because now I like see people I went to high school with that just like got it. And I'm like, there it is.
What is it? Okay, first of all, it is infuriating for me. I just got it.
Right.
Infuriating.
Well, what's funny is you can check when people bought it. If you tap on somebody's verification badge, it says like, oh, about this account. And if it says March 2023, they bought that shit. But so you'll be on the pass because people might be like, who is this bleach blonde bitch title? That rolls off the tongue. Something about a book.
Bleached blonde bitch. Fucking triple B.
Dude,
triple
that's
B's.
Big Baller Brand. That's what you are. Big Baller Brand. What are they doing? LeVar? What is he doing? Anyways, you can see. But it's, it's just good. That's where society's at. Where you're like, don't you want to feel something?
Just have it be a different color,
like,
you
slightly,
bitch.
Slightly.
Like, just make it green.
Yeah,
make
but
they wouldn't sell 44 million if they made it green.
I know, but like, do they think the 44 million people, do they think that they're like that they're like tricking everybody else?
I think it just gets you, like, the eye is so used to going to a blue check mark and being valuable.
But now I'm more skeptical. Now I see anybody. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Kevin Hart's verified now? Yeah, okay. But you can tap on it. Now that I know the trick that you can tap and see, I'll be checking people. I'm like one of those dudes in the mall with the fake diamond testers, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got 24 carats? Pff, fraud. I'll be tapping on people's verifications.
I wish you could do that with tits.
You can tell.
Can you?
If they're up at her cheekbones, fake.
Well, yeah, but then you don't have to have one of those neck pillows for your fucking airplane trip.
I had a girl ask me, she had a rack.
You ever sleep on tits?
I've seen it. I had a girl, she had a rack. Lovely lady. So cool.
No, she won't.
Tit it out. No, great lady.
I'm joking.
Tit it out.
Yeah.
You know those like just in bed talks where it's just like you're both just like talking about like, so Mars or Jupiter? Just dumb questions.
Dumb shit.
She's like, boobs or ass? And I'm like,
you have to say tits.
This is going
to
be a biased answer. And she goes, no, like, give me your answer. Like, what do you really like? And I was like, ass. But I love, but you know, yeah. I like both. You know, I'm a guy, I'm a hot dog or a hamburger guy. I don't care. I'm just happy to be at the function.
Yeah, whatever's on the grill. That's sort of what it is, right?
But it's a trick question. Like, like, what would be the male equivalent? You're like, you have a small dick and you're like, yo, you like big dicks or small dicks? And she's like, you know, I kind of like smaller. It's more digestible. It's better for my appetite, you know?
Well, dude, it's the same thing as when I'm like, oh, do you like tall? Well, I've actually never fucking asked that question before.
What?
Like taller guys or shorter guys? I've never asked that question because it's like, of course we know the fucking answer. Shorter guys. Duh. We're the best.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, great place to put a drink. Boing.
Boing. You ever, I'll walk into a fucking tree and make cookies, bitch.
dude, I just picture like, and you're not short. I think you really undersell yourself. But I just like picture you like in line at an amusement park, and like a girl's holding you from behind, has her chin rested, has her chin rested on you.
I'm wearing her varsity jacket.
Yeah. Water polo. What were you saying? You had a thing.
I had a girl tell me one time that I had my dick was the perfect dick sucking size.
Damn.
Cinderella.
Unless she's a snake, that wasn't good. I know.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I'm telling you right now, women write in. But, and this is not just like a, oh, we all have average dicks podcast, but like, I would rather, I know this is crazy, bear with me. I would rather have an average dick than a too big dick. Having a too big dick, there are advantages, the whole like, yeah, look at that. And they go, whoa.
Yeah, it's like having a Hummer in a compact car space, you know?
Correct. Where are you going to charge it?
A Hummer?
Yeah, the new ones have, they're charged.
Oh. I'm thinking H2.
Oh.
I'm thinking fucking Metal Militia, you know, one of those 8 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, like where are you going to go with that thing? Yeah. That's the problem. I'd rather have a fucking Ford Focus and it can park quicker. I mean a Ford Taurus.
Yeah.
You know? A Ford F-150.
Hatchback.
Dude, people be buying pickup trucks. People go to places and they go, I have a pickup truck, please. And they go, do you have a construction company? They go, no, I work at Quiznos.
Anywhere but. Like a big city makes sense. Like,
why?
I get it.
What are you putting back there? Dead people?
A personality.
Okay.
There's something about having a truck where you're like, I am safe. I am stable in life.
How you feel about
it? It's the same reason dudes get big dogs.
I forgot G's in the room. dude.
How do I feel about?
How do you feel about women?
I love them.
All right. That's it. Guys, that's a podcast, man. No. How do you feel about women that have pickup trucks? Hot. I'll answer my own fucking question.
Interesting.
Oh, I love it. Dude, when I first moved here, I dated this girl that had a fucking white, like Toyota Tacoma or something.
Wow.
She would fucking drive to my apartment, beep, beep, come out. I mean, I would have to get a ladder to get into
it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But it was so hot.
Give her roadhead.
Is that real? Can you give a girl roadhead?
Sure.
Suck a clit at the red light? She would have to angle herself a little weird.
Yeah, or you are just strapped onto her like a race car seatbelt. You're just like over.
What's
like the hottest car? What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, have you ever licked a clit?
Twice?
When she's driving.
No, never.
Nah, I want to do it. What's that called?
Fun.
Clit?
It is a weird angle.
Clit traffic? Tit traffic?
I'll do it in the back of an Uber. That'd be fun. Bang bus? God, I can't really record the podcast on there.
I mean, what the fuck? I want to fuck an Uber driver while she's driving. 5 stars, sure.
They call it Rotolingus.
Rotolingus is great.
I was going to call it mud flaps, but might be a little more down and dirty.
Rotolingus.
What's like the hottest car a girl could pull up in and you're like, oh, God damn. All right. And this is subjective to our opinions.
This is a subjective to our opinions. And here's a wild one. I love
a Pontiac.
Yep.
Pontiac Aztec.
Yep. What green. No. What are those little VW, not the bugs. They're like, it begins with a Jetta? C. No, it begins with a
Celsius?
C. Yep. Can you look that up?
Cleopatra?
Yep.
Carhartt?
Yep.
A Jetta?
CarMax. No, it's a
camper.
What is it? No, no, no. It's a, it has, it usually has a convertible top. It's a Volkswagen, like it's like a Prius, some shit.
It's Celica? Toyota?
No.
Tongue ring?
It's either that or a 300, like a mini, I'm bombing. I just can't think of these fucking words.
300? 300?
No.
300 the movie. This is Sparta.
Gabe!
Dude, I'm trying. I don't see any.
Well, while you
hold
fucking
on. Go,
idiots
go. What's yours?
Learn
what's
how
yours?
Google works.
What's yours?
I honestly think this might be a basic bitch answer, but like a black Range Rover is like.
No.
What do you mean? Ew, shut bro. Up. Shut up. Roll around town like you're Joe Biden, bitch. What? That's hot.
No,
what
you, that's no, 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 no.
Stop. Right. Why is that not, bad? That's hot.
It's
pulling
not
up
hot.
Just fucking. Like a
that's the problem because it always comes with that. It always comes with this hot girl, definitely fake boobs.
What do you want her to have?
Like her dad's a fucking congressman.
A Ford Fiesta? What do
but
you?
I want her to have some personality. She walks up there. She has all this. She's like,
yeah, but world, that's a girl boss.
The
car.
World is mine. I want a girl boss, but a girl boss who deserves it, not a girl boss who's just giving it to her because her dad's a fucking comptroller of Minnesota.
That was a good sentence.
Thank you.
What? So, what's a car you would like?
It's like a. Early 1990s Mercedes Benz that kind of looks
oh,
like
oh that's kind of hot
yeah and like an real early vintage Benz. has like kind of dice
they,
hanging
yeah they look
from
like Hot
thing.
Wheels yeah kind of looks like you like, could like maybe not power steering
for sure and smells like cigarettes
oh yeah
who what was that you know that show Love on Netflix
yeah
that car
yeah
fuck
wait what was the one you were talking about the three with the C's
it's like three like what's that car that's that has a Gucci version. Shut up.
Fiat.
You want a biz with a Fiat?
A biz with a Fiat.
Okay,
that
right,
like,
kinda,
like,
kinda.
Like chalk color convertible. She jumps like
chalk
beep
color.
Beep. And she's wearing like a scarf put on her head.
Yeah.
She's wearing like big glasses and she's like, come on, let's go for a road
what
trip. And I give her a photo of Rotolingus while she fucking orders me a fish filet.
This is a rom-com. When it happened, there's literally Emily in Paris. That's a Netflix show.
I know,
like,
it's hot. Like that. I want a fucking wife, dude. I want a girl that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want a girl that, that's hot.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
but.
I don't want a girl that walks.
That comes
fucking
with like personality, though. You know, like
that's what I mean.
No, but like, oh. But like, that's a trait. That's somebody who rolls their own cigarettes. That's somebody
correct.
Who about to put a condom on. And she goes, "I made your own condom."
Good.
Out of
what'd
a
you made
bag?
Out of? I love it.
Carhartt.
God, I want to just walk in to her apartment. She has like tea going, and she's like, "Oh man, I'm reading this new philosophy book. Do you want to read it with me?" Yeah. You know what I mean? Then she's like, "Oh man, do you want to make some s'mores and?" Just watch, just maybe just pick something on HBO and just like sit there and just like really vibe. Yeah. 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 I want a homie, dude. I'm fucking lonely.
Dude, you're not lonely. It feels temporary. Love is out there. Love is blind. Love is what you make it. Love is a four-letter word.
It
what
is.
What does that mean? Love is a four-letter word.
I don't know. It's the people that don't know how to spell love.
God damn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials.
To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Goddamn. Jack, what car would you like? A Vespa? Bird scooter?
I like a girl with a little dent in the bumper. I don't care what kind of
car. Oh, gosh. She's got HPV. Like,
nah, yeah, she'll suck a mean one out of you.
Oh,
if she shows up and the rims are fucking, looks like a magic bullet, she'll top you sideways.
Well, dude, that's the thing. Your girl shows up in a car that has like three tires. Sparks.
That's somebody who might miss their birth control every 4 days.
Listen, dude, she will take your cock off and fuck it by herself.
What's a car where you'd be too intimidating? Like you walk out and you're like, I don't think we can do this.
A limousine.
If she's driving it or if she's in the back. If she's driving, obviously I don't like play this game a lot, but like she's a 10, but she always drives a limousine. How annoying, living in Hollywood, she's like, hey, I can't find parking. And you're like.
Dude, first of all, I hate that question. I can't find parking. Okay, look. This new thing where I don't listen. All right, before I say this, I understand this is my fault. Just bear with me. So I don't have, where I live, you have is permit parking. I have a permit because I live there. I don't have another fucking permit. I don't have another one. Sometimes women come over and they go, oh, where do I park? I don't know. everything's
permit. So annoying.
Buddy, there was one time where a girl was like, I can't find a parking spot. And I was like, just park there. I will pay for the fucking ticket.
Damn, you were horned up.
No, I just
must have been horned up. You must have, dude, $72 ticket?
I know.
I know those Hollywood prices.
I know, it was so
just
funny.
Just park.
I know. I was horned up, but also like, there's certain things that there's like friction for us to deal with it. I just don't want to deal with it.
It does take all the horniness out of the air.
And then I got to get in her car.
You got to write down her fucking driver's license code. And what is it?
And then I have to like get in her car and like show where the parking is. And I have to like walk back. There was one time actually where my old place is like maybe like a mile and a half away from my new place, right? So there was one time this girl was coming over. We couldn't find parking. So I go, all right, look, just go follow me. I got in my car. We drove a mile and a half down the road. She parked where my old place was.
Just because
he was safe. Because there's no permit. Then I drove back. At that point, I'm sweating. I'm upset.
Oh, on the drive back, your balls are in the passenger seat. Like, let me out.
100%. I've already came. Oh. What?
Just because you found a parking spot? You ever been so late for shows? And I know the answer is yes. Like, you park so insane. You're like, I'll be pissed if I don't get a ticket.
Oh, yeah. I park on top of the fire hydrant.
Dude, the Comedy Store is like, the parking is, I mean, dude, I'll park it just literally at the pink dot and I'll just like buy a pack of gum and be like, I gotta make a phone call. Then I leave there for an hour. Like I just like just park wherever and I go like, honestly, what? Who's checking tickets at 9:30 PM? A lot.
A lot of people. I've left. I haven't, well, not shows, but I haven't like events. I've not gone because I can't find a parking spot.
Really?
And they're like, oh, valet. No. $22. Suck all of my dicks. I have multiple.
Which is one. Okay.
Nope. What is this? Man breaks penis. Speaking of penis, man breaks penis performing world's most dangerous sex position. Which is what? What's the most dangerous sex position?
This guy, this is a TikTok doctor that I think explains.
Dude, what happens when you're banging it out and then you like come out too far and then you go back in and then you like and you course correct and you hit the bumpers?
It's called an Allen wrench.
But why is that? What, you miscalculated?
Yeah. And you just slam it. You literally have a car accident
awkward.
With your cock.
It's always awkward. It turns out, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Dick is in the living room.
My dick looks like a roundabout. I'm not good. What is this?
All right, so this is the position.
The God, I love that the world is just quoting TikTok. That's journalism
now.
And
it's the cause of 50% of penile fractures, the reverse cowgirl position. If there's any erratic thrusting or if the movements of the two parties are not in sync, it could lead to the male Jabberwocky slipping out and being crushed by the female pubic bone. Despite being boneless,
the male Jabberwocky?
I hate
penile fracture is actually a tear to the tunica albuginea. This is actually a rubbery sheath of tissue that allows the penis to enlarge in width and length during an erection. You've been warned, overenthusiastic snoo-snoo could leave your pen 15 looking like an aubergine.
So
why is a TikTok doctor doing comedy? You're Jabberwocky?
Well, I think he's just trying. This is his version of like Seg's TikTok version. He's just trying to come up with stuff to not get the video taken down.
Oh, okay.
Wait. So reverse cowgirl's the most dangerous position?
Yeah. Because I guess in that position, that's the easiest way for you to accidentally slam into her actual pelvic bone.
Oh.
Where's the pelvic bone? On the front or the back?
What? It's 360, my guy.
What happened?
That's a full radius bone.
What do you mean?
That's a full radius bone.
Can you bring it up? I don't know what a pelvis is. That a baby? Oh, that's a broken dick.
That's a broken dick right there.
Where? Ah! Where does it start? Where does it stop?
So here's, it looks like this it is looks like maybe a duck. Where this is where it shouldn't be bending, and it is.
Yeah, but if I broke my dick, come on, dude, I'm waiting extra long in the waiting room afterwards. What? Oh, doc, yeah, me, yeah, broke it. Too much fucking.
Oh, man, I can't
It can be caused by masturbation and even turning over in bed at an awkward angle. Whoa.
Ooh.
Hold on, you can break your dick masturbating?
Yeah.
How? And be specific. Hold on. All right, so a girl's reverse cowgirl, she misses and it hits the pelvic bone. Can you bring up a map of the... I don't know what a pelvic bone is.
That is funny. Sometimes if I'm getting, dare I say, ridden, and they're on top... I'm like, you are bouncing too high. There is more bounce than there is dick. This is not, why are you going free willy? Why are you reaching up for air coming back down?
Yeah, this
Stay
is
in
a,
the pocket.
This is not a bad
Stay in the pocket, Deborah.
This is what I always say to Deborah. First of all, the pelvic bone looks like a fucking elephant, but.
So does my cock.
Does it? Yeah. That was the worst elephant ever. I always say one of my favorite positions is a girl's on top and she leans over and then she just grinds.
Right.
So she hits her G-spot and also the clitoris. She's putting the clitoris on my pelvic bone.
Yeah.
So she's using that pressure to get herself off. And I love
that's
the
Newton's
position.
Law.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this it was like up, and I'm like, we're loot. Like, it's just so funny just
to
see.
I go with them. I get nervous.
Are you riding a jet ski?
Dude, I very, very, very get nervous.
Of course.
I get nervous. The girl recently was like, I'm not good at on top. Just as she's getting on top, I'm not good at on top. Well, let's not do this then.
You gotta learn somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Better help.
Use me like a hobble horse.
Did she go on top?
Yeah. She wasn't bad at all.
Maybe it was downplaying it. Maybe like, I don't have a big dick. And then she's like, oh my God.
Under promise, over deliver, my guys. That's the number one rule for everything.
So this is like the opposite of the equestrian.
Yes. The complete opposite.
Yeah.
I can't believe that equestrian. It's like, you know, I'm a fucking equestrian. Oh yeah? Why do you suck at this thing? What type of shit horses are you riding?
Yeah, dude. That's why I don't like sex or like talk big game. I'm going to lay it down.
You can't. Do you remember that girl? This was years ago. This girl literally was on top of me. She's about to put my dick in. She goes, are you ready? Ready for what? What's going to happen?
World War III?
Are we going to go into the metaverse?
We're getting another stimulus check. What is happening?
What is this?
Are you ready?
And then she puts it in and I go, yep, normal pussy. Just a normal one with some wetness and some skin. Where's the pelvic bone? Don't know. I don't hit it. I got an average cock.
Are you ready? It's
get off me.
The funny thing is, if you flipped it, like if you said that to her, like if a girl listening right now is like, yeah, whatever, okay, maybe she's trying to blah blah blah, right? But if a girl had said it to her, she'd be like, that's hilarious. You ready for this? Y'all ready for this? That's what I'm gonna say when I come. Where are we? What's happening?
What's happening?
It's time to get into some sock talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Sock talk.
It is that time.
Do you?
We have a.
Sometimes I get an email from a guy named Jeff Epstein, and I go, you need to change that.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to change that.
But I think his way was abbreviating it to Jeff.
What if Jeff Epstein changed it to Bill Cosby?
Great for search engine optimization.
Search engine optimization.
SEO.
What's Google? How do you come up
with
that?
You know what I heard
Google?
That blew my mind? Podcast was started by Apple. It's pod comes from like AirPod. Mm-hmm. iPod.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I just thought podcast for podcast.
No.
Yeah. Ow. A podcast. They started it. They were the first ones.
That's partially true. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the reason
I heard
popular.
It on a TikTok. It's true. Yeah. What were you saying?
Just like webcast people were doing dumb. Like that kind of shit beforehand and like the technology was there.
Yo, we should start a webcast.
But no one started listening to them until like Apple did. Called them podcasts and put an app on an iPod.
Dude, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Pod.
Yep.
Is there any cool stuff you can get on the dark web?
Probably.
What?
I'm serious.
You can get anything on the dark web.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like dark
web. You can get an R2-D2 fuck doll.
Well, now I'm in. But you know how like on the dark web is it's just a like, really bad connotation? But can you get like Funyuns for cheaper on the dark web? Do you know what I mean?
I think you should do it on Amazon.
Yeah.
No, but like
not.
cheap. You know what I mean? But like, do you understand the question?
Yeah.
Because dark web is like, oh, you can order kids and ottomans. Okay, but also, what can you get? A bike with three wheels or something. You know what I mean?
I think it's like Wayfair type beat.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any reason that like they would put it on there. What's the one?
Alibaba? Isn't that like the Amazon of like the world?
Yeah.
You can. What people do, which is crazy, and it's not crazy.
I've already researched this. By the way, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I mean they will like buy something that's big already on Alibaba for like 10% of the price, and then they put it on Amazon. Just flip it.
Yeah, drop shipping.
And, yeah, drop. Is that
yeah?
That's definitely drop shipping.
That's what but I also call what getting head.
Drop ship this.
Okay. But what also people do is
hold up, I'm hard.
Also what people do is they'll make TikToks about their about their product. And they'll be like 10 Amazon things, you know, all those people have affiliate links.
Yeah.
Every time you see an Amazon, it's like 10 Amazon products that you need to buy, right? They just have affiliate links. They're just making money. They're just promoting and nobody knows.
Yeah.
But like people will buy this shit on Alibaba and then they'll just resell it on Amazon from their link.
Yeah.
That they're doing.
It's the whole reason.
Alibaba and Amazon, are they related? Is Alibaba like Amazon's uncle?
No, I don't think so.
They're boys.
Yeah.
They might be actually beef. They might have, yeah.
But that's the reason why like anytime, like when you try to Google a question or what's the best, the suggested search result is always the top one's usually going to be Reddit because you can't trust reviews of shit anymore because it's that shit. It's like, oh, this is the best camera. And right. It's just like people saying, this is the one I can make the most off on like Amazon affiliate link. So you always have to go for it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even
think about that.
I'd be buying, dude, last air fryer I bought was because they're like, this is the best air fryer.
Yeah.
You looked up reviews of air fryers?
Yeah, dog. Well, you gonna buy an air fryer willy-nilly?
Yeah.
No.
It does literally what the name says, air fry.
I know, but sometimes—
How do you fuck that up?
I'm sure you can buy one that's not good. Speaking of not good, dude, my fucking espresso machine, again, I had to goddamn clean it out. I'm heated.
Get a new one.
I have to. This one is fucking all over the place.
So before we get into some other topics, how was your day off? Do you feel zenned out?
I honestly, dude, I felt really good. I was just very proud of myself for just giving myself a day. I felt so much better, honestly,
after a lot of traveling, I would rather record on Tuesday because Monday you can like settle in a little bit instead of just firing off.
It was so nice, man. I gave myself I'm on a cold shower kick again. Did a little Wim Hof. God damn it. It was such a great day.
Touch yourself?
Did I touch? Yeah. I almost didn't want to. I
wholesome.
Because then you go to sleep with these fucking weird images in your brain. I always think I can have a porn session and then watch like Netflix for 10 minutes or like a basketball game and it like cleans the images out of my brain. No. It doesn't.
You got to just go to sleep. Just pull a plug on yourself.
I know. But then you go to sleep with those images and I feel like it's such a bad, you have nightmares of fucking oversized labias. It's just weird.
We jerk off to different stuff.
Do we?
Nope.
I think we jerk. You jerk off to Dr. Seuss books?
No.
Oh, all right. Me neither.
What else we got?
We have a...
Who's Cindy Lou Who? I'm not saying Cindy Lou Who, but her mom or someone that looks like Cindy Lou Who. What?
I want to find you a Mrs. Potato Head of like...
I'd beat.
Goddamn.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Goddamn. Dude, could you imagine if Mr. Potato Head ever cheated? He's just like, that wasn't me. That's clearly me with a mustache. I don't have a mustache.
Dude, I used to have this joke so fucking long ago. I was like, dude, I wish women had Mr. Potato Head vaginas. So you could take it off and be like, oh, give me the girl from the T-Mobile and put it on her.
How did the joke do?
I mean, not good.
Dude, you do it in front of the right crowd, it'll crush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Sock Talk.
Yeah, Sock Talk. We have a submission here from Samantha. And it says, I got a wave of horniness after being on my period. So naturally, I whip out the vibrator and I go to town on my downtown, completely forgetting my dog was sleeping on the end of my bed.
Okay.
The vibration, I guess, woke him up and he got scared and left the bed with a super judgmental look. Still got my nut off, though.
Dude, Gigi does that. Gigi goes, come on, man. And she goes, total hush. But yeah, they know what's happening. Yeah. They know. They always know. I don't know how they know.
Well, I'm glad the dog left. The dog's like, oh shit, is this time? I better get out of here.
It is, yeah, it is a nice dog. Because yeah. The opposite
What are you
reaction,
doing with my leash? Take that off your neck.
Hey, that's my collar.
I think it would have been weird if the dog woke up and then just stared at you. It was like cold eyes with the cold snout being like, you got time for this, but not a walk around the block.
Yeah, let me outside.
Cock, no block.
Uh-oh. Man, I want a vagina for one day. Just want to take a vibrator and just fucking just go to Vietnam War on my clit. Just see what that feels like. It's got to feel crazy.
Yeah.
Just.
You know what's after that? Getting piped down.
All right. So you're a woman right now. Who's the first guy you're choosing to pipe you down?
Probably a man who lives alone in Hollywood, who has a dog and is recently single and is eating Outback Steakhouse.
Dude, that sounds like.
I'm hitting you up. Honestly, I don't know. I would literally go to just a piece of shit bar, like the bungalow, and I would just be like, where's a guy with a mustache and like he's in his middle of the mullet phase?
Mustache? You have a type.
I would fuck who I want to be. I would fuck a guy with like small little tattoos.
Yep.
Could be from Santa Monica, could be from Williamsburg. We don't really know.
Yeah. I'd walk into a bar and be like, who used to play lacrosse?
Oh, wow.
And just get fucking piped down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never want to talk to him again.
Yeah.
I'm here like longer, blonde hair, chiseled, not fucking tan, like kind of pasty skin, but lays it down, like almost a ginger, but lays it down. What's the rest of the...
That's the Zoc Talk. We have a secret Zoc now. Anonymous submission. We sure do. This says, I have to confess something. I hooked up with a guy at a bar in my college town because I was blacked out and I thought he looked like Trevor. Deadass, I was so drunk, I kept calling him Trevor Wallace, and I'm sure he was weirded out, but he went along with it, most likely to get his nut in.
That's how horny dudes are. A girl could call me Michael B. Jordan, and I'm like, close enough. I mean, that is hilarious.
That is so... Well, hold on, but if a girl called you by the wrong name, that's definitely throwing you out.
But
right?
If it's the wrong name, but like so far. Like if his name is Zach and you're Trevor Wallace, it's like so far. But if you're Michael and then and she calls you like Mikey, you're like, it's in the same realm.
Yeah, if she was like, call me Mike all night and then she switches like Nick or some shit, like, all right, it's like close enough. But I still would be like, hold on. Well, here's the thing. I think she is right though. Like I would care after I nutted. And then I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Don't call me Sammy.
But like, was it in dirty talk? Like, was it like, oh, fuck me, Trevor Wallace?
Yeah, that's hot.
Damn, I just turned myself off.
I know, it was pretty good, dude.
Dude, the full name?
The
fuck
full
me,
name
Trevor doesn't
hot.
Do anything for me.
Nothing.
Fuck me, Trevor.
Wallace,
you know, you're getting piped out by a Geek Squad employee. But fuck me, Trevor Wallace, you can pipe down by a TikToker.
But Wallace is a strong
TikToker.
Wallace is a strong name. Trevor,
sure
no. But Wallace really carries a lot of weight.
Thank God I
name.
Didn't get my mom's maiden name. That name does not pipe.
What is it?
Rosenthal?
Terrible. Terrible.
Trevor fucking Rosenthal is a pitcher, baseball pitcher.
Is he?
I think so.
For who?
I don't know.
Trevor Wallace is a legend. Clip it! yeah. Wow. I mean, I wonder if it was like I wonder how, was it like they met and they started hooking up and said, you can't look at Trevor Wallace? Or was it like middle of it? Like, give me that fucking meat rod, Trevor Wallace.
I hope it was the second one.
I don't
know. I hope it is. That's kind of tight though. She hooked up with someone based on, she was like, oh, I want to hook up with Trevor. Let me hook up this like Walmart.
Dude, that's great for my ego.
Yeah, it should be.
Shout out to me.
To you, dude. All those hours of putting those videos together, all those hours of getting funny. Really
just some random guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma can pipe it down.
Yeah, first of all, fuck him. He owes you
she
a
did.
Nut.
Yeah.
Give me the nut back.
Damn.
You think ever do his nut and then try to put it back in?
100%. Musket?
Funny.
100%. Like he like came too quick and then like took the condoms, yep. Like shot it back.
Dude, I had a girl say.
Hold
oh,
up.
I had a girl say, oh, I thought you came already. Hey, I'm an adult. I will pipe you down until the goddamn cows come home. What is that? Where are the cows?
Why does she think you came already?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
How do you feel when a girl says, is everything okay during sex?
I've never had a girl ask me that.
Really?
Nope.
Have you?
What are you doing?
Right?
Is everything okay?
Like, I think I like.
What are you guys doing? Humming the Star Spangled Banner?
No. I was writing haiku poems. And I was in my journal. I was like, can somebody just hug? No, I think I was just mid. BIPE, light pipe, medium rare pipe.
Okay.
And like, I don't know, maybe I like stop to like take a breath for a second.
Oh God, you're out of shape, huh? Stop to take a breath.
Well, I don't want to come.
You need a tonal, dude.
I don't know. I in my head, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just like pacing myself. Maybe I like took a second. And she's like, is everything okay? And I was like, it made me question. I'm like, is everything okay? Am I okay?
Yeah. You can't ask that
I can't
question.
Get in my head. There can't be questions.
You can't ask that question. And all of a sudden, you're 13 minutes later, you're on the phone with your therapist.
Yeah.
Fucking, dude. Yeah, I've never had a girl ask me if I'm okay.
Yeah, and it made me be like, wait, I thought everything was going fine. Am I okay? And I'm a guy, if I get on my head, I will get soft. I will, dude, even if my, like, if I get too warm, overheated, I just go soft. And then it's like the iPhone when it's been sitting out in the sun at the pool, it just goes like, overheating, don't turn it, goodbye.
Yeah,
if I get
so
too hot,
funny.
If I get too warm, I get on my head, I go, am I too hot? Am I too soft? And then I just,
oh no,
deflate.
Really?
Yeah. And then it's like, what's happening? And then you start asking questions, and my dick's just like,
yeah, the moment
it's like a snail. It's just, it's like, why are you asking so many questions?
Oh no. That's what you yep. need.
There's been a lot of times where a woman will be like, do you need to take a break? And I sit in the corner.
Doing what?
BetterHelp.com. No, it's happened a few times, but it's just like, is everything okay? I'm like, Jack, you ever had that?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. You're the weird one.
Is everything okay?
3 for 1.
Yeah.
Like, what were you doing? Were you like playing catch by yourself?
I was spaced out.
Oh my God.
Filling out your bracket?
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. You've never had that happen?
No. Dude, this is going to sound fucking, but I'm crazy. I'm super in the moment. Like, when I meditated, I'm like, I would say like 8 out of 10 in the moment. When I'm fucking, I am 10 out of 10 in the moment.
That's what I thought too. But usually I'm so in the moment, I'm like, all right, take a second just so I don't finish quick to gather my thoughts. Coming is a mindset.
Yeah, but that,
Gary V.
But that's even in your, that's even a little bit out of the moment. Like, I am like, this is going to sound, just, all right, make fun of me in a second, but like, I am, I feel very, like, I'm like, we are like one when I'm fucking. Like, we are like, we have this symbiotic fucking relationship. We start as two people, we turn into one, then I come, go ahead.
But that's what I'm trying to get to. Because here's the thing. In the beginning of the flight, sometimes a little bit of turbulence, but then the rest of the flight is good. So once I get over that initial come quick hump, I get out of my head, then I'm chilling for a while. Like, I'm good. I'm trying to get to that. Okay. But in the beginning, sometimes you're like, oh, what if I, so, and then I like take a breath. And then I like, oh, we're good. I just got to get past a couple speed bumps and I'm in.
That's why I can't smoke weed before I fuck. Cause that's where my head goes. I'm full. No, I'm like, I'm disconnected. It makes me disconnected.
Yeah. I always thought that question or DM would be funny. You want to come smoke with us after the show? No.
Never.
I'm just sitting there high as fuck. Do you want to go to my room? No. I want to go to fucking 7-Eleven.
Yeah. I don't know where your room is. Who are you? Who am I?
I want to go to my parents.
Questions?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just never like think.
Am I adopted?
I never think of smoking weed and be like, time to be sexy.
No.
Time to think of weed, lock the door and open up Reddit, fire it up.
Have to, by myself. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you want me to smoke weed with you, that's fine. I'm not going to smoke with you. I'll take it and then smoke by myself. I'd rather be high and jerk off than high and fuck.
Of course. You don't have to think about anything.
God.
Like,
so
imagine,
in my
like,
head.
Eating box high. You're like, I've been down here for too long. What does this taste like? What is she thinking about? What am I thinking about?
What is that? Yeah. It's like a squid. I'm out. Well. Is that a podcast?
Podcast, incredibly insightful. you know, there
this,
it is.
This is a science podcast, like for real.
I think people have to remember that. It's also called Stiff Socks. So if you ever listen to it and be like, wow, these guys are, it's called Stiff Socks. It's a show about coming in a tube sock.
Yeah.
And putting them back on.
Does it always have to be a tube sock?
No. Give me an ankle sock. That's a condom.
That's
ankle
a big
sock.
Condom.
Imagine getting piped down by a guy in ankle socks.
It happens
what's
all
worse?
The time.
What's worse?
Go ahead.
You're a lady. A guy getting piped down in ankle socks, those skinny, like acid washed blue jeans that have like the rips in the
oh,
knee.
Oh god.
Or
okay.
A guy with a man bun.
It's all the same person.
I know.
Okay.
It really is.
What's the worst? I think it's the ripped jeans.
Yeah,
I think it's the acid work.
Because you gotta like take them off, you gotta like peel them off.
Yeah.
They don't really come off.
I've seen dudes with man buns that are hot as shit.
You gotta peel them off like a quest bar. Yeah. The man bun thing, it's if you're jacked, it doesn't matter. You just look like Tarzan who, like, I don't know, like maybe knows where the best mezcal in town is.
Yeah, but if you work at a bookstore and you have a fucking man bun, bookstores are literally real. People walk in and buy books. I do it all the time.
They rent them. Where's your library card?
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Libraries.
Well, you know what else is crazy? This was a podcast.
This was.
So fun.
Hold up. I'm hard.
Guys, that's it. Yeah.
Enjoy the episode. We enjoy you. Forever and always. Peace, love, unity, respect. Live, laugh, love. If you're going to Coachella this weekend, be safe.
How do you feel about if you walk into a girl, she has a live, laugh, love in her kitchen?
I'm probably going to get some really bad head.
Kitchen is fine, I think. I think it can go either way. If they have that in their room.
I'll say this. If she got a tapestry above her bed, you about to get some sloppy T.O.P.
I don't like tapestry.
Call the cafeteria. It's getting sloppy.
I don't like that. What?
What do you want her to have up there?
What do we have?
But the women you like to sleep with, you like shackles up there and she hangs from there and sleeps from that at night.
100%. I like to be like walking in, I'll be like, where's your bed? She goes, this is a coffin. I go, fuck yeah.
Well, all right, last thing. What would you prefer her to have on the wall? You walk in, open wall, and you go, well, you know you're missing there? Blank.
Maybe I don't know what tapestry is. Maybe I'm just realizing.
No, you do. It looks like a big giant kind of like Venice beach rug, vibe. Okay. Rug. It's a good solution. It takes up a full wall. You don't got to decorate.
Hold on. Is it like a rug on the wall?
Well, you'll see.
That goes on the ground, bitch.
No, you'll see. Oh. This is big college vibes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got that there. About.
She's jerking me off with patchouli oil. This is great.
Yeah.
I didn't know what tapestry was. Sorry.
And that's America, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that she is got one America. Of those up on that. You're going to be seeing through your third eye. Penis.
100%. All right. Vote for Nolan Ryan. Guys, we're out. I don't know. Guys, have a good night. That's it. We love you. Tell a friend about this show and support your boys. Go on Patreon or Stiff Socks Plus on Apple. And that is it, guys. Till next mother freaking episode. Come see Trev and I on tour. We love you. Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.